Begin the current daven sechs nedarim daf ein vav. Begin 7 lines down the top of the amud. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, we had a machlekes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. We know there's halacha that a husband can be made for the nedarim of his wife. However, that as it's written in the Torah is once the woman makes a neder, then he's made for it b'yom shamay. The machlekes in the Mishnah was, can he even preempt the hafara of his wife's neder? Chacham said not. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer said yes, and he based him on the kavochemer. If he could do it after it's already a substantive isser and he could still void it, for sure he could preempt it from ever happening and becoming a neder. Now, on that the Gemara inquired regarding the theoretical framework of the mechanics of Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. When he says that he could preempt with hafara, the husband could do that before he leaves on a trip, is it that means that to say it never takes effect, or is it that it takes effect but then it immediately becomes batal? What's the halachic relevance? If another person is matvis in that woman's nether, and he says that she says harein nazira, now although automatically either way she's not going to be a nazira, but if you say it takes effect and then becomes batal, that person says I want to be like that, he would become a nazir. However, if you say it never took effect, he wouldn't be a nazir. So the Gemara continues trying to find a proof for one of these two options. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a ride from the following brisa, where the dialogue in the machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham continues, as was brought in the previous stuff, different brises regarding do we make such a kavochemer like Rabbi Eliezer makes from after the fact, definitely kavochemer to before the fact, or not. So Amalem Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chacham, look, I'll prove to you that we make such a kavochemer, because umazroim tameim, if we find seeds that become tamei. Now, kivin shezroan bekarka tyrant, once you plant it into the ground, they become tar. As is learned from a pasuk that says, "I call zera zeruah yizra tahar," who then it becomes tahar once it's planted. It's like a way of, like, for example, like going into the mikvah. That's what the ground is when you plant for seeds. Now, on that zeruin va'imdim. Now, regarding seeds that were tame, that these seeds that were tahar and that were planted, and then once they're planted, as they're still connected to the ground, something tame touches it. Isn't that a kavachemer that there should be tar? That's what a kavachemer would say. On that, Rabbi Eliezer tells the Chacham, and you agree to me that that's the halachic principle based on this kavachemer, that if it's tamei and then you plant it, it becomes tar. For sure, if it's already planted and something tamei touches it, that it's not going to become tamei in the first place. And he says, obviously you agree to me that it's based on that kavachemer, because if not, although for the halacha that when you take a seed that's tamei and plant it, that it becomes tahar through planting because of a pasuk, but where would you know this halacha that if something planted already and that wasn't torn out yet, that it doesn't become tamei? Obviously, you only know it from this intrinsic kalvachimer that I was telling you in our Mishnah, this same machlekes, which is if after the fact this would happen, for sure before the fact. So, in other words, if by planting it, a tamei thing, it becomes tahar, for sure if it's already planted, it doesn't become tamei in the first place. And if so, Rabbi Eliezer says, so why don't you agree to me in the kavachemer? I say in the Mishnah, which is the same, essentially the same argument, which is if he could be made for it, undo it, he could void it. Once it's made, for sure he could preempt it in the first place. So that was Rabbi Eliezer's taina to the Chacham. Now, but one thing the Gemara says, Shema mino loy chaylin. From here we could prove that Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that it never takes effect in the first place, because his proof, like we see from here by the seeds, where in the context of Tumah, obviously, the halacha of when it's planted is that it never becomes tamei in the first place. And that's the kavochemer is learning from when you take it and it's tamei and you plant it, that it becomes tahar. And the reason being is because if it would become tamei, then what would remove it from its tumah to make it tahar? In other words, by hafara, you could understand that it could become a neder and then his hafara will revoke it. But here, obviously, the logic of the halacha of the kavochemer that Rabbi Eliezer is bringing from Zeroyim is that it never becomes tamei in the first place. And since Rabbi Eliezer was comparing Zeroyim to the halacha of Nedarim, obviously it's because Rabbi Eliezer holds that by Nedarim his afar makes that it never takes effect in the first place. So again, that would mean if someone would be matvis in this woman's neder, it would have no halachic relevance because his afar makes it that it doesn't take effect at all. So that's the proof, and that resolves the question that we had from the previous daf. But the Gemara asks, as a continuation of this brice that we just brought in, V'rabbanon, why do they argue on Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah and in all these brises that we brought? Lo darshi kavochemer? Do they actually not agree to Rabbi Eliezer that we make a kavochemer from the after the effect, so for sure you would say before it even takes effect? But Vatanya, but we learn in the Braisa that we do make such a Kal Vachomer. Now the Ram points out, why is the Gemara finding another Braisa to ask when we have seemingly what Rabbi Eliezer himself in this Braisa that we just quoted, who proved from the case of the seeds that you do make such a Kal Vachomer? So that the Ram says that maybe because the Gemara doesn't really know what is the opinion of the Rabbanan regarding when it was already planted, if it doesn't contract Tuma or not. They don't know that they necessarily agree Trebliya's halacha. Therefore, they ask from the following rice, so when no one argues in that halacha. Or another approach the Ran says is that maybe the Rabbanan hold that this halacha, that something that's already planted, that it doesn't become Tameh, is not because of a Kal Vachomer the way Rebbe Eliezer is framing it. Rather, that's also based on the pasuk of a Kol Zer Zeruah from the pasuk itself that tells you when you take something Tameh and plant it, it becomes Tar. The pasuk itself is telling you that when it's planted, it's Tahar. And therefore, you don't have to learn it from a Kal Vachomer. Therefore, that wouldn't be a way to ask on the Rabbanan. But the Gemara says, but seemingly there is a Braisa that goes on the same logic as the framework of Rabbi Eliezer's Kal Vachomer in our Mishnah, and everyone agrees to that. So why did the Rabbanan in our Mishnah argue on him? As the Braisa says, Yochel Yimker Adam is Bitur Kishinar. You would think that a person could sell his daughter as a slave when she's a Nara, meaning when she's not yet a Begera, she's not an adult, she's not out of his domain, but she's older than the age of 12. You would think he could sell her. Now that is Amrit Kal Vachomer. That's what the Braisa says. No, a Kal Vachomer says you cannot. Because Mechura Kvar Yaitza, a girl that was a Ketana, that was, let's say, age 11 or 10, that was sold as a slave woman. When she turns 12, when she brings Simonim of to pubic here, she goes out and she's not a slave woman anymore. So Eina Mechura. So a girl that that was not sold, then Eina Din Shalaiti Macher, isn't it a Kal Vachomer that when she does bring two simonim that she cannot be sold? Meaning if she's already sold, still when she reaches age 12 with two simonim, she goes out. So if you have a katana that was never sold and then turns 12, for sure, you can't sell her in the first place. Now, therefore, the Gemara is asking, that's seemingly the same logic of Eliezer. We should say the same Kal Vachomer in our Mishnah. If when she made the neder ready, he could be made for it, for sure he could be made from the Dharma that never took effect, because that's seemingly the same logic of this Braisa. So why do we find all these Braises? Why do the Chacham argue with Eliezer in our Mishnah? So we continue on to Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, in, you're right. The Alma Darsha Kal Vachomer. In general, the Chacham agree that we make such a Kal Vachomer, that if after the fact you could do, for sure before the fact. V'shani Hachad Amud Kerba. Here it's different, like the Chacham say in the Mishnah. The Pasuk says, Isha Yikimena V'Isha Yifarena. Our husband could validate her nether, or he could void it. On that, the interpretation of that hekesh is the comparison between these two concepts, eshebolachal hekem bolachal hefer, where it could be validated, which, as we proved in the Mishnah, everyone agrees it could only be validated once you made the neder, then you could void it. Eshebolachal hekem bolachal hefer, but what cannot be validated yet, meaning before she made the neder, then it cannot be voided yet. So, therefore, the Chacham is saying, yes, we agree to you that we make such Kal Vachomer, but the pasuk is coming, lehedya, explicitly to contravene that concept and say that you can't do it before it's made. Now, the Ran points out that those who ask, if that's the case, that the Chacham agree that without a pasuk that you would say your Rebbe Eliezer's Kal Vachomer, so what would all those brises that we brought in the previous daf, that mikveh yechiach, that they prove that you don't make such a Kal Vachomer, but how can you say that? We just concluded now in the Gemara that they do agree that you make such a Kal Vachomer. It's just that when you have a pasuk that contradicts that then you don't say it. So in that the Ran says, what you could say is that what the Chacham were telling him in those braises is exactly how the Gemara concludes over here what they argue in him in our Mishnah. And that is, they were telling him, don't push yourself to reject our drasha, our exposition of the pasuk, because of your Kal Vachomer, because it will prove from mikvah what? Where there you could make a Kal Vachomer like we showed you, and still the pasuk comes and tells you not to do that. Meaning, by mikvah, the reason why, although mikvah, yes, takes something tameh, makes it tar, but a tar person that will not prevent them from becoming tameh, that's learned that from a pasuk. Like it says, v'negei b'nevlasam yitma, as we brought in the previous stuff, the Hill says, that even if you're in the water, it will become tameh. So too, the other type of Kal Vachomer that was brought in that braisa, where a person will protect something that's tar swallowed up inside of him, although Kal Vachomer would say that he cannot, it's also learned from a pasuk. So obviously what they were telling him in the braises was that you see that a pasuk will come to exclude from the Kal Vachomer. And therefore, they were saying the same thing as over here, by Afaras Nadarm. Don't argue on the drasha that we have to say regarding, because your Kavochema contradicts that, because just like you agree over there in the halachas of Mikvah and Keli that was brought over there, and the Adam, that the Pasig will exclude from the Kavochema, say also that we have a Pasig that excludes from that Kavochema. Now the Ram points out that although that, interestingly, that the Gemara up until now thought that the interpretation of the Rabbanan in those brises were that they were saying that you don't make a Kavochemer, but now according to the conclusion of the Gemara, the way they're reinterpreting now the brises would be that the proof of Mikvah in all those cases weren't that you don't make a Kavochemer. You generally do make a Kavochemer, but the Pasuk that the Drasha tells us that this is Halacha will be Mafkiya and come to exclude from the Kavochemer like we have from this Hekesh of Ishi Kimeno, the Ishi Yefrena. Now the Gemara continues in the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme of Hafaras Nedarim, of the ability of a husband to, when he hears the neder, from here on, say that the neder is going to be void. So, but what are the parameters of the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Hafaras Nedarim Kalayim. The husband could be made for the neder the whole day that he heard the neder. That's up until sunset, up until it's nighttime, the day that he hears it. Now that the Mishnah says, Yesh Bedav Lahaka Lahachmer. Now, that's a leniency or a stringency. Now, the Ran says it doesn't literally mean a leniency or a stringency, because what it really means to say is that sometimes it gives you more time, sometimes it gives you less time. But what it's coming to say is that it's not a 24-hour period of a day where that's always the exact. Here, sometimes you get more, sometimes less. Ketzah, how is that so? So, Nadr B'Leili Shabbos, of let's say you make a neder Friday night, which the Ran says the same thing would apply during a weekday. The only reason why I picked Shabbos is to tell you, parenthetically, another chiddush, another novelty in halacha is that you could be made for a nedarim on Shabbos, even though it's not even for a Shabbos need, as the Gemara will be medayik from our Mishnah. But it just means to say that if she makes the neder at nighttime, so you get a lot more time to be made for it, because yafar b'leili Shabbos. First of all, you could nullify the neder, the husband, when he hears about it, when Shabbos just started on Friday night. And moreover, and the whole following day, as we know, the Jewish day starts at nighttime. So you could do it the night and then the whole day till it gets dark. So that's what's called lahakal. That's the more liberal timing for being made for the neder. But if nadri imcha sheicha, if she takes the neder right before the end of Shabbos, when it's getting dark, well then mefer achalei techshech, then it could only be made for the neder only till it gets dark, which that would be lahachman, that would be a very limited time frame of being made for the neder. Now, the Ran just points out that essentially the reading would have been more appropriate to say that he could only be, that it would say that he could only be made for Ella Acha Techshech, only up until that it gets dark, and not like it's read Acha Loi Techshech, because the purpose would be that we're saying a stringency. But the reason why it picks it in that type of a terminology is because that would fit in better with what the Mishnah ends off with, which comes to tell us a different halacha, which is she'im chashcha v'lo hafer, and the reason being, because if it gets dark and he didn't do hafer yet, in the yachal hafer, then he can't be made for anymore. Where that terminology comes to teach us that you could be made for nedarim on Shabbos, even not for the Shabbos need, and the reason being is because, and that's what the terminology of ad shaloi techshech, because it's telling us that, because once that time passes, it's over, and therefore, if you didn't do it beforehand, you can't be made for anymore. That is why we let you do the Hafaras Nedarim on Shabbos, even if it's not for a Shabbos need, because that's a limited time that you have. That's why it says in the term of that mefer achalei techshech. You could only do it up until it didn't get dark. Because if it did get dark, that's the point. Because if it did get dark, then it's already too late. And that's exactly the reason why we let you be made from the Nedarim, even on Shabbos. So Tanya Linda Bryce said, actually, the halacha of our Mishnah is a machlokes. Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom, the Tanakhama says, like our Mishnah, that it's only that day. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, they say, me'eis li'eis. No, you get a full day, meaning a 24-hour day. So the Gemara asks, my time of the Tanakhama, what's the reason of the Tanakhama, of the Tana of our Mishnah? That it's only till nighttime, which, again, sometimes more, sometimes less. So Amar Kras, because the Pasuk in Midbar that talks about this halacha says, b'yoyim shamay, on the day that he hears it, which sounds like only that day. You can't go into the next day, even though that's within 24 hours. Now, Rabbanan my Tamai, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? They're said because it says in the Pasuk, there also in that same Pasuk, it says, miyoyim el yoyim, from day to day, which that sounds like, what do you mean day to day? Meaning a 24-hour period, which is that's the measurement that you have from one day to the next day, which is a perfect day. If you go from beginning till the end, from one day to the next, that's a 24-hour period. that teaches you that he gets 24 hours. Now, so now the Gemara asks, according to either interpretation, according to Tanna Kamma, it says you only have that day, but it says from day to day. And that the Gemara says, Itzroch, he needed to eat b'yom shamir, because if it only said on the day that he hears it, havamina b'yomama in b'lel yalai. I would have thought to say, what does it mean b'yom shamay? It means only on the day and not the nighttime. So therefore, k'siv me'yem al-yayim, that's what it means when it's coming to elucidate, when it says from day to day, meaning from the end of the previous day that it was heard, until the end of the day that it was heard, meaning if let's say the nedu was made in the beginning of the night, we're then, obviously it's telling you could have the 24 hours, it's not always 24 hours, it's only b'yayim shamay. But it's coming to tell you that it's not only during the day, but even at nighttime, how would that be? That's when, like when you get 24 hours, when she made the neder in the nighttime. So that would be miyayim, from the previous day, el yayim, to the next day, that whole day you would get, not only day, but also nighttime, but again, not always 24 hours. Now, the Gemara asked in the other one, according to the one that says that you get 24 hours, but it says only on the day that you heard, which would sound like even if you made it an hour before sunset, that you would be limited to that day. So how can you say you get 24 hours? And the Gemara says, Itzach, no, we need that too. Because the Iksiv Meyem Olyam, if it said only from day to day, Havamina Michad Bishabal Chad Bishabal Leifala, we would have thought to say that actually you can get from, let's say she made the Neder on Sunday, you get till next Sunday to the May for the Neder. Because the interpretation of the Pasuk would be, Beyoim Shamayim, meaning it would be Meyem Olyam from this day to a day just like it. Meyem Olyam. So you wouldn't say it's just 24 hours. You would say it's to the next type of day like this, which is the next Sunday. That's why it says on the day that it was heard, meaning that you only get to be made for the ned on the day that it was heard. Now, therefore, but you have the contradictory miyayim al yayim. That's what? It's modifying the miyayim al yayim to say that you only get a period of 24 hours. We're going to reinterpret it now, not till next week, not miyayim to the same day al yayim, but rather means from the beginning of the previous day to the end of the next day, meaning you get a full 24-hour period. That's why you need b'yayim shamay to modify miyayim al yam. Now, Amr Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Reb Shimon ben Levi, he says, "Ein halacha ko isazuk, the halacha does not follow like that peer of Rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, regarding their opinion that you get a mi'es li'es. Rather, it's like the opinion of our Mishnah that it's only for that day, sometimes more, sometimes less." Now, Levi sava l'mevet kani tanoi. Levi attempted to do like those peer of Tanoim, to give 24 hours for the Afaras Nadarim. On that Amalei Rav told them, Hochi Amar Chavivi, this is what my uncle, Reb Chia, who was the uncle of Rav, said, that ain halacha koisa zog, the halacha does not follow like that peer. And like the Ran says, that's the halacha, Afaras Nadarim is only that day and not more, like the Stam Mishnah that we have over here. Now the Gemara concludes, and the Ran says it's only parenthetically because it discussed what Rav just said, so it brought a statement from Chia, the son of Rav, which is related to the halachas of Afaras Nadarim, which is that Chia bar Rav shodi gira, meaning during when he was busy shooting his arrow, ubadik, during the shooting his arrow, he would inspect people who wanted to come to him to be matir the neder, and he would ask them, "Do you have charata? Do you regret what you did?" And if they said yes, he would be matir the neder because he holds peischem b'charata. Although there are those who hold it could only be peiseach and be matir and neder through Torah, through a Pesach, that you find an opening which shows an error in the fault had you known that you would not have made the nether, he holds it, just regret helps too. And therefore, essentially what it's saying is, through this illustration, is that he didn't need to sit down and to clarify things and to find a Pesach, because he could just be shooting his bow and arrow and saying, you regret, and he doesn't have to analyze it too much, and with that he would be permitting the nether. So too, Rabbi Baruch Huna Yosef Akoyim, he also wouldn't analyze too much when someone would be coming to be matir the neder. Rather, he'd be standing and sitting wherever, whatever situation he was in, standing, didn't make a difference. He heard, you regret, fine, go ahead. And he was matir the neder. Again, just to illustrate, because they hold that Hataras Nadarim is enough with charata, with regret, and you don't have to find a Pesach.